Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, appreciate you joining us on Blog Talk Radio. This is a network of Elder Oliver, for a platform for families, churches, speakers, or whatnot to have a platform to speak, to try to help others. I thank you for getting on tonight. And I thank those who are getting ready to get on. Hope God has blessed you with a wonderful day and that it is still going wonderful for you right now at this time. So I want to open with a prayer right quick. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for waking us up this morning. For those of us who are yet alive at this moment, I thank you for the trials and tribulations that we go through daily. I thank you for the faith that you have instilled in us, to have faith in you to carry us through every trial and tribulation. Thank you for my family, my wife, my five kids, my five grandkids. I thank you for giving us health, a sensibility of love, and I thank you for everything that you do every day. In the name of Jesus. Tonight we're going to be, our subject is going to be, I believe it's loyalty. It's going to be loyalty tonight. Our subject is loyalty. And I want to read the scripture before we begin. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 7 verses. And I'll try to read these as quick as possible to not delay your time, but it is the word of God, and I will take my time. 1 Corinthians 13, starting at verse 1 through 7. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, so every time you hear this word charity, that means love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, I'm become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I have nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Last verse, verse 7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and doeth all things. Amen, amen, amen. So our subject tonight is loyalty. And you cannot have loyalty without love. You cannot have loyalty without love. So tonight we're speaking about loyalty. I don't know if I have all my kids. I think one of my daughters is in school right now or in class in college, and she may not be on, my youngest daughter. But I believe I have my other four kids on, and of course I have my lovely wife on. And I thank her for being my best friend these 30-something years of being married. So what we normally do is we openly talk about our experiences, holding nothing back. It may seem that I didn't know they went through that. The Bluehead family went through stuff like that. But we are not a perfect people or a perfect family. But we try to endure every day to show our love toward each other. So depending on who's speaking, and especially my wife, you might have to put your hands on your ears, because she's going to let it out and tell it like it is, truthfully, in a way that you would understand. So let's go ahead and start. I'm hosting tonight for the family. My son hosted last week and did a great job, and I'm very proud of him, my oldest son, Tuffy, Victor Bluehead Jr., hosted last week. He did a great job. So loyalty, I'm going to go around the table and ask what loyalty means to my family. And I want to start off with my wife.
Well, I got to go first.
Because you finna set the tone, I know.
Loyalty. It's considerate of others. It's doing without looking for anything in return. It's not with a hidden agenda. It's celebrating other success. It's honesty. What else? Even if it hurts. I'm brutally honest. I'm getting better at the brutal part with the help of my kids. They're reliable. They're respectful. Loyalty is truthful. Supportive. They invest in the relationship.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I got some takeaways from that I'm going to take away from you, and I'm going to add something to you in just a minute. Any one of the kids want to get on and express what loyalty means to you?
What comes to my mind is commitment, no matter what, like being faithful to a person, no matter what. Circumstances, just commitment, no matter what.
All right, that was Vanessa, my middle daughter. Pasa, are you
okay?
On?
How y'all doing?
Staying true.
This is Pasa, but my, I guess, version or how I see loyalty is, it kind of has to do with, goes in hand with, like, unconditional love, stuff like that, for someone or whatever the case may be. So, I just feel like, through whatever, people have different versions of loyalty. So, like, it might not be whenever, like, we know how certain people are, and everybody is different and, I really don't know how to put it, because everybody's version of loyalty is different. I feel like there is extent to loyalty sometimes, because that's how you get people to learn. That's how you teach people or whatever, if you love them. So not just necessarily whatever you do, I'm down, right, whatever the case may be. Being loyal to someone could be steering them another way than what they're doing, instead of just automatically going with what they're saying. There's different attributes and different versions of loyalty and ways to show loyalty. So I wouldn't necessarily say anything that person is doing or anything they're going through or anything like that is, you know, you're subject to because they have your loyalty. So, you know. So, yeah, it really has to do with unconditional love and wanting what's best for the other person. Basically, like what you would want for yourself. So that's my version of loyalty.
That's good. I'm glad you said that, because God wants us to think about others first, right? So when we have our personal foundations set right, when we're doing what we're supposed to do, when we're working with our own hands, and then we try to express God or Jesus to somebody else, we have to have it at a point where they can't point back at us that we're not doing the right thing and how are you telling me something. So it is very important to help somebody first, to love them first, to bring them where they need to be first, before we try to put ourselves first. So that was a great point, great point, great point. All right. Is Tuffy on?
Yeah, I'm on.
So what does loyalty mean to you, loyalty? We're talking about the Bluehead family and others in our life.
My definition is just staying true to something. Something or someone. Staying true. That's what it narrows down to myself, so. Like never switching up, just staying true and, you know, having that person or that thing's best interest at heart. That's all I got.
So what if somebody switched up on you? So do you still stay loyal to that person even though they switched up on you?
No, your loyalty don't ever switch. But the way you perceive, you know, the way you see them might switch, but, you know, if it was... I mean, you might be a little bit more hesitant, but, I mean, it won't – I don't think it'll switch.
That's the part that I feel like gets sticky, because as the other person, they may take it as you switched up on them, but really you just set boundaries. You know, if you still have to protect boundaries doesn't mean that you don't necessarily give to them still and show them that support and unconditional love. It just means that you have still your best interest as far as you, how can I word it? Just, yeah, boundaries doesn't mean that you know it's okay to set boundaries. So then that goes into the question of, is there an extent? You know, does that mean that there is an extent to my loyalty? You know what I mean?
But loyalty is boundaries. I feel, especially in the beginning of any relationship, or if you set the boundaries in the beginning, you won't have to worry about boundaries. I mean, the boundaries being changing up. You know what I mean? Because you set those boundaries from the beginning. If you set boundaries in the beginning, you don't have to switch up, or you don't have to. Go ahead.
When she says that, I just feel like, when it comes down to it, if you're loyal to yourself, basically, and the different boundaries you have for yourself, then those same morals and boundaries to those other people from ground one, then it shouldn't be an issue. You see what I'm saying? Because the same reason that you're loyal to yourself, whatever morals, everything that you stand by when you're on your own, if you set those with people that you're loyal with, whatever case may be, then you see what I'm saying? Then it really can't go too many ways.
That's good. That's good. Pastor, you hit some very good points tonight. So as you, and to what my wife said about setting boundaries from the beginning, I don't necessarily agree with. You can, but I don't necessarily agree with. But friendships, as they develop, I believe, and it's just me, I believe is how you carry yourself, the loyalty to yourself, as Pastor said, And as your friendship grows with another person, they learn you, and they know, okay, well he ain't going to do this, that, and the other, or she ain't going to do this, that, and the other. And your friendship grows if the person believes in who you are, right? And then you see their reaction in your friendship that they show who they are, right? And you create a bond. So me growing up in South Central Los Angeles in the hood, my wife can attest to this, is that, you know, we gangbanged, we sold drugs, we did this, that, and the other. We did everything that was not right. But the friendship and the loyalty to each other was that no matter what you did, I got you. No matter what I did, they had me, right? To death at that time. That was loyalty. It was in a bad way, but it was still loyalty. And as I grew and matured, my loyalty turned into to love, to put somebody else first, that they can possibly turn to you in a time of need. But it is based on friendship and love as it stands now. So y'all made some great points, and you can't limit what could possibly happen in a relationship or a friendship and then cut it off at a certain point. That's not loyalty. Loyalty is thick and thin. Loyalty is I got your back regardless, because the friendship we mended or we created throughout the years calls for me to do that because I know you, right? That's what loyalty means to me. Anybody else got anything?
I have a question. I have a question. So you can accept, okay, so let's say it's me and a person, I accept them as they are, I don't expect them to change. You know, you meet people, you can't really expect anybody, you're not God, you can't change somebody. And you would hope the best for them, yes, but at the end of the day, you accepted that person as they were, as they came to you, you accept them, cool. But what if as the relationship grows, they end up overstepping your boundary for your, like my morals for me and what I stand on for myself, and I've never shown you anything different, you overstepped that within my, you know, my personal morals and boundaries for myself. Like, you overstep that. You don't think that's against myself to continue to still allow them, like, make it okay? You know what I'm saying?
I got you. So, at this point in your particular life, you believe in Jesus Christ, right? What I was just talking about in the totally different. So right now in your life, you have standards. You know how you should be in Christ. You know what you should be doing. And if somebody's in your life, what you believe and know and who you are, that's not loyalty. Right? Loyalty is a friendship where you both believe in a certain thing. And no matter what you go through, you got each other. That's what you have learned growing up, being raised in the church. That's where you are now. So what I was talking about earlier is different. I learned loyalty young, but it was in a wrong way of what we were doing at that time. Now it's what it enhances my life in loyalty. For now, and I'm only loyal with a few because all my friends I can count on one hand right now in my life. At 61 years old, I can count on my hand. And that's for life. So as you're growing up, you'll learn the same thing of who is and who's not. But that's a great question.
You know how you said that you were gangbanging, you was in the street, cool. So let's say, you know, you got your partners and y'all riding or whatever. I don't know, whatever, right? And, like, I see what you're saying. You learn loyalty in the wrong way. Cool. But, like, what if they, like, stole all your bread, all your money that you made? Like, that, you're not telling me that the end, like, your vibe with them not going to change? You're going to still be riding with them? Right? You're going to adjust yourself.
That's a cutoff. That's a cutoff.
And that's what I'm saying. You're not loyal to everybody.
Huh?
That's what I'm asking. Isn't there an extent of now that you crossed me, you messed, like, morally?
That's boundaries.
You just,
that's boundaries.
Like,
there is,
that's
no,
the point I was making.
That's not wanting you. That's not wanting the best. They didn't want the best for you when they did that. You see what I'm saying? And a friendship, mm-hmm. they want the best for. They want what's best for them, for you, and vice versa. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I was asking as far as the boundary things and the extent. Like, I'm still me. I'm still loyal. You know, but there's a place where I have to, like, adjust myself because of something that you've done when you've overstepped morals of me and just morals, period. Like, you overstepped.
Sweetie,
but then
it's nothing even mend. It's nothing to mend. You stole. Goodbye. It's nothing
but
to mend.
Aren't we
I'm not
going to
hide my purse because you shouldn't feel uncomfortable around the person, have to hide your purse, have to do the no. You stole. You're done.
Okay, but that's what we're not. Right, so the love is still unconditional, though?
Yes, the love is still unconditional, but I can't trust you, so guess what? I'll say hi on the other side of the street. I can still love you. I don't have to call you every day like we was kicking it. You already know the situation I just came through for 25 years of friendship. Goodbye. I'm still going to encourage you. I'm still going to, you know, send you an encouraging word. I'm still going to, you know, whatever. I don't have time for the foolishness. Life is too short. Too wonderful for me to let you upset my day worrying about, you know, are you going watching my stuff? No. Goodbye. And going back to what my husband was saying, we didn't have any boundaries, him and I. We didn't set no boundaries. We didn't have, because we just didn't know. We didn't know anything. I didn't know coming into the relationship. It's some things that I tell you guys now. You know, if you're not going to do something for life for a person, don't start doing it. Because a lot of things I didn't know coming into the relationship that I know now that I would warn people, you know, if you're not going to be committed to that one thing that that person does, you know, hoping that he changed, but if he don't, are you willing to put up with it? Are you willing to you see he don't put the toilet seat down? Are you willing to live with that for the rest of your life instead of, you know, falling out every time he don't do it? Are you willing to live your whole life with that issue? So set your boundaries. Know what you're going to tolerate in a relationship, regardless if it's a marriage or a friendship or wherever. Set your boundaries and know what you're going to tolerate and what you're not.
So, wait, okay, cool. I'm following. Makes sense. So you know how, like, God, Jesus can come and change anybody. So later on, like,
you praying for change, but if they don't, are you willing to put up with whatever the if they don't change? Because change ain't always necessary for the other person. Sometimes God want to change your mind on how you think about the toilet seat.
Makes sense.
Okay, so when I mentioned I can count all my friends on one hand, and out of the thousands of people I've met and socialized with, that should answer your question, Lonnie. You know, some people are in your life for a minute, some are in for just a little bit, and some are in forever. It's hard to determine who is, but how the relationship goes is how you determine that. You know, you have to have your own foundation, and you don't want nobody outside of your own self or your own foundation to ruin where you're headed in life. So, you know, some people are not, some people are, you know, that you be loyal to, you know. So
As I said, I got you. Go ahead.
Tell you this little story. We're going to talk about family now, loyalty in our family, our own family, right? I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I told my kids this before, but my wife knows it like it happened yesterday. And she would probably still want to hit me in the head with a 2x4 today. But I know she prays that God would give her strength to not do that. So when I was in the Army, I was at Fort Bragg. We had been there 5 years, and I got orders to go to South Korea. And I took a 2-week vacation. I took 5 days at home with my wife and family, and I took 5 days in California. My mother owned a little burger restaurant at the time. And I went out there, and she had this pretty girl working for her. And I would go there every day and help, you know, cook burgers or fries or whatever, you know, cut meat up, whatever. And it was a very small place in the hood in Los Angeles. And to get to one point to another, you had to, you know, almost bump each other, you know, my mother included, and this girl, bump each other to get to one side to the other side, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, it was the devil had placed me in a position that blinded me from what I truly had. And I think on the during that time, those 5 days, me and the girl got comfortable, right? She didn't have anybody. So, but anyway, it was the last day, the fifth day, we were supposed to, you know, go to the movies or go somewhere, and it didn't happen. Got on the plane, got to South Korea, went to Japan, then I got to South Korea, and I wrote a letter to her, to my wife at the same time, right? And one of the guys I had met in South Korea, this little holding station we was in until we went to our units, he saw me putting the letters in the envelopes, one after the other. He said, "Man, I hope you didn't mix them letters up." I'm like, "Man, you crazy. I'm good." So when I mailed them, the letter I wrote to the girl went to my wife. And the other letter went to the girl, to my wife. I mean, to her, that was from supposed to be for my wife. And so you can imagine what happened after that. So I stayed 6 months in Korea on a year's tour. And 6 months I came home for vacation. I don't remember every detail, but I think we may have had a conversation prior to me coming home or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember. But when I got there, all hell broke loose. Our original pastor at that time was Pastor McLaurin.
No, tell him the whole story. If you jump.
Hold on. Let me. You can fill in the rest.
Okay.
So. We didn't really relate while I was there. And I went back to South Korea after my vacation. But the point I'm trying to make is, it's like 34 years of marriage now. I think some of y'all mentioned it already earlier about what would you, you know, if the other person go through this or you go through that, whatever, you still have loyalty. And the point I'm trying to make is we went through our spat. And we stayed loyal even to this very day. So our loyalty and love, remember the scripture I read about charity, which is love, outweighed the consequences of an issue. It outweighed circumstances and caused us to be loyal to one another ever since. I don't believe that you in life that you can not go through something as an experience of what you already got on deck, what you already know, what God has already given you. And when your life is in that type of situation and you come out of it, that's loyalty. That's charity. That's love. And you appreciate what you have in a given relationship when you go through things. If you never go through anything, if it's never tested, you'll never know where you stand. Did that have to happen for me and my wife to know where we stand? I can say no, but it happened. And I could have lost my best friend being blinded by a moment. It takes years to build trust, but you can throw it away in a moment of time. Anybody else got anything to say?
I just want to fill in what you skipped. Now, y'all know I wasn't going to let him just do what he did and just get away with it. And I didn't just cheat. I brought the guy to the house to play cards at the table where my husband was sitting. And then I told my husband that night, I cheated with that guy. And he said, I figured that. He didn't get mad like I got mad. I was pissed because he didn't get mad. He just said, I figured that. That made me madder than me finding the letter because he didn't respond to how I was feeling. So the next day, I told the guy to come back over. And I got the reaction that I wanted from my husband when the guy came and knocked on the door and I was told him I was getting ready to leave. I got the reaction that I was looking for, and that was the last of that day. That was it. I cut him off. I know who I am. I don't play get back, and that wasn't me. I didn't get married to cheat. I didn't sign up for that. And when you're loyal to somebody and they hurt you, it was wrong for me to do what I did? Yes, it was. But I was so hurt because I never would have thought that would have happened. So when you put yourself in a position of loyalty, it goes a long way. Yes, we're going to make mistakes. Yes, I should have done what I did. He shouldn't have done what he did. We had to go through that to see, you know, what we had, what we have what we have. And can't nobody come between that. Nobody. And our family. Loyalty and my friend and whoever I'm loyal to, we love hard. My family loves hard. And once we're committed to something and somebody or something, whatever it is, we're committed. Can it be learned? Can it be taught? Yes, it can. Loyalty can be taught. And I encourage any and everybody. And what really kept me was my commitment to Christ. I was a babe in Christ. I think I was young, but I was just getting. He was mentioned Apostle Gary B. McLaurin. He talked to us. You know, he counseled us. He talked to us. He let us know. He came to the house, sat us both down, and you know what? We didn't want to do what we did. I mean, it happened. But we got counsel from our pastor. And I don't know if he's ever done it before, but he ain't got caught. I know I haven't. And I don't have a desire to. Because I'm loyal, I'm committed to what I signed up for. I signed up for this. I've always wanted to be married with four kids and a white picket fence. That was my desire in life. But once you come into the knowledge, once you get Christ in your life, Jesus Christ is the center of our joy. And the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away. And how we get through what we go through, it ain't nothing but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Now, if that would have happened and I didn't know Christ, oh, trust me, we would have had another outcome. And I love I love the relationship that we have because he holds me accountable for everything I do. My kids hold me accountable. If I say something wrong to somebody or I cut some, well, now you didn't have to say it like that. It's the way, it's not the way, it's not, it's the way I say it. It's the way that I present or say things. I don't have to be so harsh all the time. It's, and I can blame it on a lot of things. But all excuses been nailed to the cross. You just don't have to be rude. You don't have to say it like that. That's all I got to say. Well, that's not all, but I'm going to stop right now.
For the record now, and I'm not putting myself above my wife, for the record, I didn't do anything with the girl. I kissed her, but I didn't do anything with the girl.
Oh, no, you didn't.
But
don't go there.
Listen.
A kiss is a kiss.
I know that. I'm trying to explain that now, baby. So, didn't get a...
Now, you forgot the story. Now, don't have
Linda,
a... I'm going to go ahead and tell the story. The night that you were going to do something with the girl, you were going to do something with the girl's baby got sick. He forgot the story. The girl's baby got sick.
The actual thing was her mother wasn't going to watch the baby because the baby got sick. But I didn't want to put that detail in there. I just wanted to say that story on loyalty. And when I think about it now, let me finish. When I think about it now and my life and where I'm at in my life, I can think about it as God protecting me from doing something that wouldn't have been right. Just like he protected me growing up gangbanging and selling drugs and protected me, and I didn't know I was being protected from doing something even worse. So that was a prevention in my life not to consummate with that girl. So out of nowhere, that happened, that the baby got sick, and her mother would not watch that baby. So I thank God for that because I don't know if that would have changed my life in loving you. I don't know. I can only guess. But that's the way I can put it for myself to stay grounded and not go further anymore is what I'm saying. So, you know, loyalty, sometimes you go through things to build loyalty. And I think I said this before with a best friend of mine named Gilbert McGowan, who has passed away now. Me and him was the best of friends in the hood. His mother knew mine. Mine knew his. His father knew mine and mine knew his. We stayed at each other's house as friends growing up. And we had an altercation, a misunderstanding, where he said something, I said something, and I broke his jaw and ended up breaking my hand. I'm in a cast. His mouth is wired. And the next day, we're still together like it never happened. That's loyalty. So within my family that I have right now, the way I see my kids in their house, taking care of one another, loving one another, that's loyalty to your family, looking out for one another. So we own family right now, looking out for one another. So if somebody got an issue, we got a team thread that we speak on every day, all day long. We got a family thread we talk and communicate on every day. And I would see my kids asking each other, did you take care of that? Did you do this? I'm proud of you. Where you at? I'm here. I see this all day long on our family thread. And it's loyalty to family. It's loyalty from me to my wife, and it makes us bond even more. Tragedies and issues we went through that we can clearly see it happening at the moment, clearly today, thinking back on it, what I had brought that up about the girls and my wife about the guy. So I have never, ever been a very angry person. But at that time, when that happened, I had to hold that in because I started it. I not done that. That wouldn't have happened. So to you, my wife, that's why I couldn't show a lot of anger in it. I had to take that. Thinking about it now, I'd have probably done something different. And we'd have probably never been together after that point because it may have been life in jail. But I had to keep my mind because I started it myself humble. So loyalty and friendship or family or a marriage is what you need to hold in sometime when you're angry because it can ruin the relationship that depletes the loyalty. That's why I always tell my family, think about what you're going to say before you say it. Because that can be thrown out of the window in a moment when it takes years to build trust and loyalty out of love. Anybody else got anything?
Okay, I have a question. Yeah, I do. I have a go. What if I'm a one and done person? Like, is that unrealistic?
What is that?
Like, cheating is a no. I'm done with you. I'm leaving. I'm walking out. Like, is that unrealistic?
It depends on what you're walking out for. What are you walking out for? That's the question. I mean, you don't have to answer it. I'm just saying. So, I mean, you said the person stole from you. Yeah, I mean, I'm done. I mean, I can love you from a distance. I don't have to be in your face. We don't have to, you know, talk on the, like I said, we don't have to talk on the phone every day no more. But it is what it is. Because if you steal, you're going to lie. If you lie, you're going to cheat. It is what it is.
So loyalty is not day one of a friendship starting. That's not loyalty. Loyalty cannot be even added to that. It's building on a relationship that builds loyalty. So.
Wait, what do you mean day one? What do you mean?
So say you meet somebody, you know, friend, boyfriend, or whatever. Loyalty does not start day one. Building a relationship or a friendship starts day one. Day one starts it, right? And loyalty cannot be placed in it until you build trust. What you're going to do and what the other person's going to do, what the other person tolerates and what you don't tolerate. So loyalty is a building block that a year or two or 5 years or however long loyalty then explodes, is created to where if that person's in trouble, I got you, or vice versa. Loyalty is not placed on any relationship from day one. It's not. It's built. It's built on what you go through with another person. That's loyalty. Loyalty is not anything put up front on the table when you meet somebody. It happens in time, that if you don't see that person for 3 years, you give them a call or they give you a call, it's as if you just talked yesterday. That's loyalty, right? That's true friendship. You follow me?
Yeah, but I ask, like, what if I'm a one-and-done person? Like, if, as in, like, you do it one time, I'm done, I'm walking away. Is that unrealistic? Like,
no, it's not.
Like, yeah. What that one thing is.
It's not, Nani. It's not. You know, a one-and-done could be, you know, well, you already had some kind of thoughts on a relationship anyway. Because
right.
So that's not loyalty. But when somebody tells you, "Oh, I don't want to do this, I want to do that," and they know that's the way you're going, you got to believe a person when they say something. You have to. You have to take a person for their word. It's coming out their own mouth. But there's some that I'm sure you have that you're loyal to. That no matter what they go through or you go through, y'all can call each other the next day and be as if you was together the day before. That's loyalty. So we got to get out of our mind of meeting somebody and being loyal. You can't. You're being loyal to something you don't know of. But as the years go by and time goes by, it's an unspoken rule. And even though we get upset with our friends from time to time, it does not kick out loyalty because things are going to happen in our lives. But we embrace and help one another to keep it moving. That's loyalty. Just like the story me and my wife just told you, everybody about. That's loyalty. It's an unspoken word and hadn't been spoken of until I brought it up tonight since when it happened. But on the program tonight, I wanted to explain how the Bluettes went through something and got through it. We're not perfect. Speaking on what happened years ago, hopefully we still got friendship with the friends that's hearing it. If not, there's no loyalty. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, mommy, we don't hear. We don't have nothing to say.
Oh, I can hear.
Okay. Your dad's
No, I'm listening. Only thing I have to say about that is when it comes to as far as the extent, like a young... I don't know, like, when it comes to, like I said, you kind of deal with people based off of the type of person you are. So that's who, other than your family, is around you. So that being said, whatever you're into, your friends or whoever you're loyal to wouldn't put themselves in a situation or just to be able to call you because they know your strength or they know your loyalty or whatever the case may be. I know they got my back, like stuff like that. I feel like that's not loyalty. That's, you're not wanting the best for me. You see what I'm saying? So you have to realize what loyalty is because it can be mistaken for making you do things or having you to do things and you won't realize until you're high and dry and you see what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, you end up where you end up and you realize that wasn't loyalty at all. You see what I'm saying? So.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying. Loyalty don't come with conditions. It don't come with conditions. You're loyal.
But like I'm saying, say I have a girlfriend. And she does, I come outside of a restaurant and she's going off on a guy just because she knows that I can fight. I feel like that's not loyalty. Like you jumped out here and did this to this guy because you know that I have your back. I feel like that's not loyalty at all. That's like, that's something else. You see what I'm saying? Like situations like that are like where people make decisions based off of your loyalty. Because they know that's not loyalty to me.
Well, you'll be loyal. Let her fight her own battle. You're being loyal. Okay, she started the fight. Let her finish it.
Nah,
that's your loyalty.
I know what you're saying, Pa. I know. I've had friends like that growing up. That's not a true friendship. That's not a true love for one another. To test you like that's not good. That's not good. But you got to also know this, that it's a very true saying that the laws of attraction, right? So whatever anybody is into, what they're doing in their life, they will attract that to their lives. And that's why in that scripture I read about charity, which is love, if we show ourselves to be lovable, are lovable, and that will start a great relationship that creates loyalty, if that makes any sense. So we can't be desperate to meet a new girl or a new guy or whatever. We can't be desperate to do that, because in your desperation, the devil can give you something that's not going to keep you in the love portion of it. But if we show ourselves to be friendly, if we show ourselves to be lovable, we'll attract that in our lives. So the laws of attraction is a huge thing in everybody. So anybody else got anything?
I don't understand that. The laws of attraction.
Laws of attraction, just a phrase. So how you are, Tink, you attract people who are business-minded. You attract people who love Jesus. You attract people who need help because you love helping people. You understand what I'm saying now? The laws of attraction to you personally are people that need things, other people to help them, and you do that. Other people that love God and church, you attract those people. You attract people that are hurting, and you know how to talk to them, to put them at ease. So the laws of attraction is who we are personally that we attract to ourselves. If we're an evil person, we'll attract evil. If we're a lovable person, we'll attract lovable people. You understand what I'm saying now?
I guess. Yeah, I wanted to say something about the man with the receipt.
So tonight, team, we're talking about loyalty. We talked about outside of the family. We talked about inside of the family of loyalty. So my kids, our kids are loyal to us based on our relationship with our kids, setting a foundation that they can't run from because it'll be in them for the rest of their life, to even our own kids. And you have families where the mother or father or both would just say, you do this, that, and the other based on what I tell you to do. We're not like that. So we try to teach our kids the right way to go, the explanation of it, so they know when they run into situations, they can fall back on their parents for understanding to move their lives forward. We have built loyalty in our family that I can call dad, I can call moms, I can say this, that, or the other truthfully without going around the corner and trying to say what I'm trying to say. I can just straight out say it. That's loyalty. That's the laws of attraction me and my wife have set up with our own kids. So what you put out there, you're going to attract. If you put out love, you'll attract love. Misunderstanding and confusing things, you will attract that to yourself and be unstable. But as the Bluettes are right now, we're stable. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. My kids now know, okay, this ain't going to be right. I can't do that. What my dad or my mom gonna say? You know, that is a development in them to move forward and try to do things as best they can and attract what they're doing in their activities, other people that are similar. Now, I know that got to make sense. Possible.
It does. But what if, like, so in the times that I do think about what would, like, what my dad say, what my mom say, what would God say, and I go against it, that doesn't mean that you attracted anything negative, though.
No. You, as my child, is in a learning stage, sweetie. That's why I say do what you have to do now so you can do what you want to do later in life. Make your mistakes now. I'm here for you. Your mom's here for you. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. But we're striving for perfection. So if you think I'm not right or your mom's not right, or if you don't want to go what God says is right, you have to make that mistake then. So then you'll know. You'll know the right road to stay on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You'll know. You're learning. All of my kids are yet still learning, but you're in a better place now from where you used to be, each and every one of you. And I'm proud of you. I love you. I will call you my child any day. You got some parents out there don't even can't do that. You got children that just won't listen, won't comprehend. But is it the parent, what they're putting out, that stalls the kid from understanding? Laws of attraction are very important in who you are and what you attract to your life. So let's do a wrap-up. It's just about 8 o'clock. We'll go around if anybody got any final words. On loyalty, family, friendship. Let's do that now.
I just want to say real quick, just keep Christ, Jesus Christ, thing else will follow. If you keep him first and be loyal to him, trust me, you're going to be loyal to everybody that you come across. Not in a you know, I'm going to give you this or I'm going to be there. No. You're going to do what's right by people. You're going to do right by people. You're going to always, you know, look to celebrate people, their successes. You know, you're going to, you're just going to always, you know, want the best for whoever you run across. And I always tell people, don't tell me what you want to do because I'm going to make sure you get it done. Stay loyal to Christ. Jesus Christ, the center of your world, your mind. Just keep him first in everything that you're doing, and I mean, you can't fail with Christ. You can't.
That's good. That's good. Is Tuffy still on?
I think he's with the kids.
Okay, so on behalf of my older son, Tuffy Victor Jr., he looks out for his brothers and sisters. He's loyal. He's loyal. My wife can attest to that, he's loyal.
And nieces and nephews.
I'm so proud of him and humbling himself and what he would rather do but does for them. And that's a whole world of difference in somebody. So his laws of attraction are great. And I'm so proud of him. Vanessa, any of the grandkids over there want to say something, or you want to say something before we close out?
I'm in the car. They're in the house right now. But
okay.
There's not really, I mean, no, just to, like Mommy said, keeping God first just flows into other areas of your life. You just can't even, it's not even in, I won't say it's not in you. Well, no, it's not really in you to do anybody wrong if your eyes on God, like, or if Jesus is the center of your life, like, you just happen to, like, you know the slogan, what would Jesus do? You just kind of operate in that naturally. And just ways to build that, I guess. I remember when I started to, like, actually build my relationship with God for myself, with Jesus for myself, I would start doing little things like after I'm done grocery shopping, putting my grocery cart in the right place and not just leaving it, you know, like wherever. That's loyalty to the, you know, just thinking about the person that has to go get that, you know, just loyalty in that area. Or you're in the grocery store and you don't want those eggs and you don't put them where the bread is. You go put them back where the eggs go. That's loyalty to the, you know, thinking about the person that would have to go put that back. You know, just little things like that help me build my loyalty with people, with myself, with God. Just starting small, like, you know, wherever I can. And, you know, that's how I built, tried to, you know, just, yeah, build my loyalty. And what else did I want to say? It was something else about, I don't know. But, yeah, if it comes back, I'll say it. If not, maybe it wasn't meant to say. But, yeah, those are just ways that I built my loyalty.
Just doing the right thing. That's good. That's good. I find myself to do that. I will walk that cart to wherever it has to go. Yep. I like that. I like that. Is Pastor, are you still on? All right.
Yes, I'm still, I'm still here.
All right. You got any last words?
Not really. It's if there's any young male listeners out there, if you have people that you hang out with that's older than you or whatever the case may be, and like I was saying, they test your loyalty to things that's outside of you putting forth a positive foot or anything that you're trying to do in your life, putting forward effort toward boosting that or anything positive in your life, then, and they're older than you, then most likely, then you should take a step back and look at that friendship before, or that relationship before you end up getting into and doing things that you have no business doing or don't want to do or don't know about. You see what I'm saying? So that's, yeah, just stick to God and stick to the things that you love and stuff like that. Because that, yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
That's good. I know that was a hard lesson you learned, and you'll never forget it. And I appreciate you for saying that. So, again, we want to thank, I want to thank my wife and my kids tonight for giving me even some things to think about. And try to be even better. I want to thank all of you for listening tonight. And I especially want to thank Elder Oliver for Chaos Block Talk Radio's platform that we can have this conversation. I hope that whoever heard about me and my wife's situation years ago are still friends with us. And by us talking about loyalty, if you're not, there was no loyalty to begin with. So build some friendships, build some relationships. Don't test the loyalty, as my youngest son said, but loyalty is built up through the relationship to depend on one another and help one another. Loyalty means a lot. And use love that God has instilled in you to love one another and help one another. That also builds loyalty. So, again, Elder Oliver, I want to thank you for Chaos Block Talk Radio, this platform. I want to thank you for giving us time on the air with it. I pray that God bless you and your wife, takes care of all situations and tribulations in your life, that he gives you an answer because you provide love and giving us a platform, that he takes care of you and hinder the devil from messing with you. Not that he won't come, but hinder him from messing with you to alter your life and what you believe in life. And before we close out, I want to ask my wife to pray us out. If she's still not, you know, mad from years ago, what happened, pray us out genuinely. And we'll
I've been delivered, baby. I'll be here. Believe that. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for even the subject, loyalty, Lord God. Continue to just help us to be honest with ourselves, Lord God. Lord God, so we can be honest with others, Lord God. And I help help us to be even loyal to you. First of all, loyal to you, and everything to be easier, to be loyal to your people, Lord God. Now, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the lives that's going to be touched, Lord God, that is touched through this this broadcast on tonight, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you again for everything that you're about to do in our lives, Lord God. And thank you for the Bluettes, Lord God, for just taking us through and being considered, Lord God, to share the good news of you, Lord God, and our experiences through life, Lord God, to help others know that nobody's perfect, but we're striving for perfection, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, and I praise you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Good night, team. Love y'all.
Love you more.
All right.